I'm Marco Werman with The World. We've been hearing for a while how women in the male-dominated gaming community receive a lot of sexist abuse. Alana Pierce has experienced this. She is a 21-year-old Australian journalist who reviews video games online, and she noticed something about the trolls who send her sexually explicit threats. Many of them are young boys. So she came up with a novel solution: tell their mothers about it. Pierce says she was looking for a way to handle a problem that started years ago.
I started receiving rape threats and explicit comments and sexual harassment maybe about 3 years ago, which was when I started reviewing games and sort of became vaguely in the public eye.
Let me back up. These kids who are writing you with rape threats just disagree with your opinion on a video game?
I don't actually know why they write them. There's no real context. It just sort of comes out of the blue, and often it's someone I've never seen before. Could be that they disagree with me. Could just be that I'm a woman in games, or it could just be a boy being an idiot on the internet to try and get a reaction.
So what do you tell mothers about their sons' rape threats or anything else they're threatening you with? What can you say in a tweet? Is that how you're communicating with them?
Really, all I've actually done, I try to be really, really neutral so that I don't offend the mother or make her feel defensive or anything. So I've just been saying, your son has said something to me that is concerning, and I was wondering if you might like to discuss it with him. And I leave it pretty much simply at that. I'm not going to try and lecture a mother about how to raise her kids. I've just been kind of trying to generate discussion.
What is their reaction when you tell them your son threatened to rape me?
Well, the response that I did get from Anna, the woman who did respond to me, was extremely positive. She called him a swear word, the boy, and then said she would talk to him. And I've been in contact with her since then, and she said that he's banned from the internet, he's banned from video games. I didn't want those things, but, you know, it's a good punishment from a parent. She's also spoken to his friend's parents about the fact that this is happening, because apparently one other boy was actually with him when he sent that message, and has spoken to his school to address basically what kids are doing online and the fact that their parents don't realize often what they're saying.
So is it possible to just ignore them?
So that's what I've done for a majority of the time I've been working in games media. I've ignored them. But it got to a point where I realized these people are kind of trying to get a reaction out of me, and I wanted to, A, troll back the trolls, but B, have real-world consequences for what they're doing. And I know that speaking to them isn't a really viable option. They just want a reaction from me most of the time, so they're not going to take anything I say seriously, or we're not going to have a rational conversation about it. So I feel like a better solution than ignoring them is making them deal with what they've done and hopefully prevent them from doing it to other women.
I mean, we're talking threats of rape, after all. Is this something you can really sort out with the mother of these kids? I mean, isn't this the territory of the police?
As sad as it is, if I were to report this to the police every single time that it happened, I would probably be doing that every single day. It would be absolutely exhausting for me. But there are other factors. You know, they're minors, a lot of them are international, and sometimes I think the police would probably ignore it. So I feel like talking to the mothers and making them deal with their consequences is probably more realistic.
Has all this trolling taken any emotional toll or personal toll on you, Alana?
It definitely used to affect me a lot. I used to be really, really upset when something that I'd worked extremely hard on was just met with abusive comments that make you feel like your worth as a human being is just tied to the sexual values of your gender. And that really sucks. But now, no, it doesn't upset me. If I get a rape threat, I feel sick and uncomfortable, but I don't let it, you know, break me down or stop me from doing what I love.
And connecting with these kids' moms, has that been kind of helpful for you personally as well?
Yeah, it's been both satisfying and kind of liberating to feel like I'm actually getting back at the people who just want to upset me and not letting them do that, and then also making them, you know, have to face up to it. It's also just kind of nice closure to be able to express to someone who may actually care that this is happening to you.
Digital journalist and video game reviewer Alana Pierce speaking with us from Brisbane in Australia. Thank you very much for your time today.
No worries.